Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome back to Push Push. I'm Danielle Davis.
And I'm Shannon Kessler.
And we are your girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing. And you know what, guys? Let's all just bask. Just take a moment. Just everybody take a deep breath. And just like live. Just take a moment to be happy that you're living in the world where Charles Leclerc just won the Monaco Grand Prix. Our prayers have been answered.
Praise be.
The dark days are over. He did it. We did it. We all did our collective prayer power.
We did. We manifested this for him and bing, bang, boom, he got it done.
What a time. What a time. What a time.
Do you think he just retires now? He just is like, I'm done. I don't need to do anything else. I'm done with the sport. I won Monaco. I could be done now. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he can like actually die happy now.
Yeah.
like truly.
Do you think we're gonna get happy music?
No.
No. Only sad.
Only sad, but like no new music for a long time.
Okay, good. Good, good. I'll take no music if that means that we get happy Charles back. I mean, the gleam is back in the eye, the sparkle's there. I'm waiting for a wink, but he has done it.
I have a theory.
Oh, share.
It's Leo.
Good luck, Leo.
He's brought the joy. We got the dog, and things have been on the rise ever since.
You know
what? It's like emotional support dog. He's just like petting Leo. He's just it's setting his soul at ease and allowing him to just bring his best self to the car.
I agree with you. I think you're spot on with this. Leo, if you're listening, thank you for your service.
Yeah, I mean, his beautiful girlfriend and his beautiful little sweet angel baby dog and his sweet, beautiful angel baby face. They're just happy as can be. And I wish nothing but the best for all of them.
Same. I love it. I love it so much.
And I don't want to hear any, like, look, was the race kind of boring? Maybe. Yeah. It's Monaco. I mean, it's cool. But I don't want to hear any slander on this race. Like, from the general, like, people are like, oh, it's boring. Well, I'm sorry. You know, a lot of races are boring. But this one was in beautiful south of France. You know, not in France, but, like, adjacent. Like,
Let it live. Let it live where it's going to live. Let it be Monaco. And honestly, I didn't really think for Monaco this was that boring of a race.
I didn't either.
I mean, we got a crazy crash in the first lap, which honestly,
nuts.
The fact that thank goodness Checo walked away from that car, because when I saw it, I was like, any wheels. Like, all the wheels fall off, and the whole sides got smushed. And I was like, oh my God.
It was in like two pieces.
It was insane.
Yeah.
Insane. So I was so thankful that he was okay. Honestly, super thankful that both Haases were okay. Could you imagine spinning around and then all of a sudden you're going forward and you're seeing another Haas come at you and you're like, where am I? What's going on? Like,
yeah, what Haas nightmare am I in?
Haas nightmare. Exactly. It was
not
crazy.
Hopeful for Haas this weekend.
No. And then you got dumbass Ocon trying to take out his partner in the first lap and he goes airborne and you're like, what is going on?
So stupid.
He's got to be the dumbest driver on the grid. Like, got to go.
He's nobody's bestie, and he's got to go.
No. He had so much potential in the beginning. Like, I remember when I first started Drive to Survive, I was like, I like this kid. Because when I saw him get in a cardboard box and pretend that that was a sim, and I was like, I like this kid. He's got something. He has proven to me that that is not actually the case.
No. He's also, like, I think he's so determined to, like, prove that he's better that he just keeps proving he's worse.
Correct. And that's the thing. I think if he would just stop thinking, he could be so much better as a driver. But he thinks too much and he makes dumb mistakes.
Well, I don't even think. I think he just thinks too highly of himself. And so he makes too, like, he thinks that he's something he's not. And, like, I feel like if he would just be who he is, like, he would be a great mid-level driver. Like, that car is not great, but, like, he would do good. Like, he could do well with that car.
Yeah.
He just thinks that he's, like, he thinks he's Charles Leclerc and Lando and Max. And, like, with love, you're not.
You're not. Yeah. And nobody's going to want to put you in their car because you tear everything up.
Yeah.
Nobody.
That's why Pierre still has his job, because he's like, I'm Pierre. I'm going to be Pierre. I'm going to get my money. I'm going to have my beautiful girlfriend, Kika. We're going to have fun. I'm going to drive the car to the best of my abilities. Like, and
I'm just going to do my job. I'm going to put my head down and do my job. I'm going to be an
unproblematic king. Yeah. Right. Just running right into him. I'm also like, you can't keep fighting with all of your teammates.
Right. I mean,
it's you. You're the problem. It's you,
exactly. Like, the common denominator is you, Ocon.
Yeah. It's not the other ones. Like, they're doing fine. Everyone else has figured it out. They don't have to be best friends.
No.
But they also don't have to run the car, the multi-million dollar car into the back and mess it up for everyone.
For both of you.
And you know that Alpine boss, he doesn't give a lick. Like, he's like...
Yeah. Like, I did see, like, goodbye. Rumors that he might not be at the Canadian GP, but I just saw like an update that they're letting him keep his seat for this weekend. So, or not this weekend, but for the next race. I was like, oh man, honestly, would love to see somebody else come in and just be like,
I would too.
Let me just show you how it can be done. And then you can make your decision.
And like, you don't need to be so like, so absurdly aggressive. You just need to drive the car.
Just drive the car. Yeah. Why is that hard?
I mean, I would have been so heated if I was Pierre. I mean, I think he was heated.
Yeah.
But like, what the hell, man?
For real. And it's just dangerous. Like, it's,
in Monaco, no less.
Right. This is not the place you have the room to make these kind of, you know, aggressive tries to overtake. You've driven this track before. You've been here before. You know this is not the place. Act like
you've been there.
Right. Yeah. He cannot behave.
No, it was bad. Yeah. And then we even had a little bang up. Now, karma came for the Ferraris. Karma has been very cruel to us. But this time, karma was on Ferrari's side, because Carlos also getting into a little bit of a dust up. And that red flag could not have been better suited for him. He got an extra life.
He did. He finally did. He prayed to whatever, you know, candle that Charles prayed to the night before the race, and was like, oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
Because that was a real godsend that they had enough time to like, just fix all that.
To fix that. I mean, gosh. When I saw that happen, I'm like, you gotta be kidding. Like, I quit. I quit fantasy. I quit the sport. Like, I'm never gonna win. Never gonna get 100 points. Like, what is happening?
Well, I was just also like, where is, like, you can't be out. You got to protect Charles. You have to protect him at all costs.
He needs a good teammate. You need to be the defense back here and get us back. Oh my god!
Like, protect him at all costs.
Oh god!
Which he did. Thank God.
Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Father, son, Forza Ferrari. Like, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Little baby Jesus in a red car. Thank you.
Clearly God is a Ferrari fan, because he was like, okay, obviously. Here we go.
Well, he took some years off.
Well, you know, he had to take a minute, but he was like, please guys, let's do it.
Yeah, what's not to love? Oh, just, and then, what, you know, after that, it was mostly just 77 laps of chasing baby Charles in the lead. Yeah. But how about George Russell just setting up just a blockade?
But can we also talk the fact that he went 77 laps on mediums?
Just mediums.
And was like, I can manage these tires.
He managed the tires.
I'm going to piss off Max Verstappen while I do it and the rest of the grid. However, it's going to be okay, because no one's going to get in front of me. Here we go. And for that, George, I say thank you.
Yeah, thank George you. Did his job. Thank Everyone played service, their sir. Part.
Yeah, they did. My parents were this weekend. They're like, do you think the grid just decided this weekend, let's do this for Charles? And I was like, honestly,
Maybe.
Maybe they didn't. Maybe they're like, listen, this guy's going to jump off a yacht and not come back up if we don't let him. Like,
he's been in a dark place.
Like, collectively, we need to save his life.
Yeah. He's been in a dark place. And if the grid did so, you know what? I don't even care. But that's not the case, because Sweet Baby Charles won qualifying outright. Like a boss.
It was great. Yeah, it was amazing.
Like
it was
a king. And just, he did it.
Also, guys, I need to just tell you, I saw this coming. I saw the Piastri of it all. He has had a weekend of weekends. He looked amazing in that McLaren. Honestly, think they need to keep that livery for the end of time, because that yellow car was fire on the guy.
The livery?
Yeah. So
the livery
good.
Was 10 out of 10. We've already Beautiful. Discussed a yes. little bit, but it looked great on the
it
track.
It looked great
I
on the track. It was awesome. You know, I saw the Red Bull going up in flames, and boy, did we get a little kerfuffle that caused that. And then Oscar over here coming in second. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Leclerc family. A Leclerc family 1-2.
I am now a Oscar Piastri Leclerc fan. Like, that's...
Yeah.
That's it.
I love that whole storyline, too. I just love that, you know, just friends, just people having a good time in Monaco. You know, they're all at ease. They're all there with just, like, 36,000 of their wealthiest friends. It's just what a lovely place Monaco must be. Did you know that you have to have $500,000 in a Monaco bank to live there? So let's start saving.
Wow. Okay. Like, even if you're born into Monaco, or is this like to get into the country?
Just to like
I don't think Charles's family was super wealthy, right? Like,
no, I don't think it's like to get into the country. Or not to like be born in the country.
Okay, if you're born there.
If you are born into the country and you come out of the womb and you don't have $500,000 in your bank account already, they'd let you stay.
Okay, good. They don't kick you out. They're like, poor baby, we can't do it.
No poor babies allowed.
No poor babies.
No, if you want to move to Monaco.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
So, yeah, if you wanted to pack up the Kessler family.
Gotcha. Hmm.
And make the move.
We'll just,
save them pennies.
Get it. Get those pennies going.
Get some liquidity going.
Yeah.
Put it in a Monaco bank. It doesn't count if it's not in another bank.
Okay. That's good to know.
Also, did you know 1 in 3 people is a millionaire?
That does not surprise me. Because it also, to park your yacht costs $60,000 if it's in the slip that is on the track. 60 grand. Yeah. That's not including your ticket. That's just park the yacht.
That's probably, you think it's that's for the whole week, or is that for the weekend?
A day.
Per day. Per day.
Uh-huh. Per day.
Yeah. Chump change to the Monegasque and those who frequent it.
Yeah. I did see some, I don't know who this person is that made this video, but they did a video on the yacht, the Faith, that we talked about in that in one of our earlier episodes, that Lawrence Stroll owned this and then he sold it to Latifi's dad. And they brought
He was there.
Yeah.
They
brought
there.
It this weekend. And they were saying that for the whole trip to park that boat there, gas it up, crew, everything was going to cost them $1 million just for the weekend of Monaco. And I was like, you know, when you're a Canadian billionaire, you can just spend a mil.
Wait, it's Latifi's now, though.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
It's Latifi's now. He sold it. Or Lawrence sold it to Latifi.
Yeah. So if you're a Russian oligarch, they just rolling in. Because
No, Latifi's Canadian.
Oh, Latifi. I was thinking Mazepin. Sorry.
No.
In my head.
No. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah.
But doesn't he have a super yacht, too? And they were there.
They do. But, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if you need 2 super yachts, but I know that the Faith was sold to Latifi a couple
of
years ago.
But they have a big one too. Because I feel like when we did this, we also talked about
Mazepin's
yacht. Yeah. And I feel like we saw him.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah.
And we saw him in Monaco too.
Did we? I didn't see him.
I saw some video that he was like in Monaco.
Oh. Okay. I saw the video of like Mazepin arrives, but it was the one where the boat like took the corner too fast and ended up on the dock. And I was like, that's actually funny. Because that's kind of what he did on the racetrack too.
Man, I wonder what that guy's still up to. I don't really need to know, but
no, he pops up in the timeline every now and again, and I'm like, why are you here? Like
doing weird stuff.
Like he's a DJ, but like not.
I mean, aren't we all?
I'm like, did you just steal someone's set list and then you put it into your playlist and then you press that? Like, how does that work? How do you just decide I'm going to be a DJ?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyways, Monica was everything.
Monica.
It was everything. It was beautiful. It was stunning. It was a beautiful day. I mean, I would have liked a little bit more what we made Max angry. Like, it was just... Everyone won.
We got great radio, which, you know, is always so fun when we get that.
Oh, yeah, great radio. Best.
I love good radio.
I mean, Max talking about how he should have brought his pillow.
He's so bored.
He's like, ugh, so bored. Well, be better on Saturday then, Max. Sorry.
Right.
Sorry.
But also, why is it boring for you to be behind a car? Isn't it boring for you to be 30 seconds ahead of everybody else?
Not for him, apparently.
Apparently not. I mean, ooh.
But I loved Mad Max on the radio. I loved when they were like, when Charles was just giving like silly, they were just having a little silly banter about, you know, do you want the margins? And they're like, he's like, do you want the margins? They're like, no. And he's like, that's rude.
That's rude.
I mean, they talk about like the party. I mean, yeah.
Weekend. I mean, I don't, there's just.
And then did you see the video? There's no, it's all ups, no downs.
It's all ups, yes. It's all ups.
Did you see sweet baby Charles on the bicycle riding home?
Oh, so precious. It's just so precious. I love
him. He's just clearing his head, just riding his bike home.
He did it. He did it, Dad.
Just riding the streets of Monaco on his bike, just happy.
Yeah.
Just happy.
I mean, I'm pretty sure the Monegasque are still celebrating.
And in Marinello. Did you see the videos from
Oh my God, yes. The Tifosi was out and about. And I was like,
I want to go. I mean, it's like, you know, it would be a very, like, you just would also have to throw up like a prayer. But it would be so fun to be in Marinello, like, when there was like another race happening and Ferrari like wins. Won or got on the podium.
Gosh. Yeah.
I bet it's just so fun.
So fun. Geez.
I wanted to do that here, but I didn't feel like I would get the reception that I was really going for.
Oh, you should have taken the big, you know, the big Ferrari banner from Ruby Jane's Bat Mitzvah and just put it on
just
the back of the Volvo and let us wave it around.
I mean, made me just want to go get like a Mini Cooper or just like one of those little
bebop,
tiny,
yeah,
and just bebop around like the little mechanic in Cars.
Oh, like, so great. I love it.
Just what a time. What a time. Dive and Fred.
Oh, Fred. Fred just looks happy. Like he looks well rested.
Yeah, he's doing it.
He looks like he is truly where he is meant to be in his life. I mean, it's so
great. He's in the right spot. Like he is where he's meant to be. Like the team, I feel like he's the right person for the job at the right time. He's just like, it's a good fit. I was nervous at first. Like, I don't know how this is going to work out. Like, is this going to be good? But like, he's doing it.
He's doing it. He looks, and it's great. I just love him. He doesn't
say. But did you see Matthew? No, he doesn't say too much. No,
he doesn't say too much, but he says enough that you're like, all right.
He gets it. He's like a giggle too.
Yeah, he's a giggle. He's very funny.
Yeah. He's like a quiet giggle too. Like he's just super dry.
And under then the radar. Yeah.
Did you see Mattia maybe back?
I did. And I will be super honest here. I am shocked. Surprised that it's Aston Martin that wants him.
Why? Why do you think? Well, they don't want him to be the principal. They want him to do what he does.
Which is what? Exactly.
But he's being the chief technical officer.
Didn't work out great at Ferrari, so I don't know why he's like.
But I think he was a good technical officer. I think when he got moved into too much responsibility, you know how some people they just rise above maybe their station. They're so good at this job, so then someone says you must be good at the next one. But some people really should just like stay where they're meant to be, you know.
Okay.
And I think maybe he rose a little too high above his station, and now he's going to go back to you know, when he's doing what he does best. It's like when an NFL, like a great offensive or defensive coordinator gets a head coaching job and they're just like, shit at it. And then they just, you know, they fail, they get their golden parachute, they make all their money. And then they go back to just being a defensive coordinator again and they just thrive. Like, just do what you're good at.
Okay. I don't hate that. And I'll tell you what really, you know, brought Matea back for me was when he is with Gunter at the opening of, you know, Drive to Survive. When they're just in Italy sipping wine, he looks no stress. He is stress-free, looking great, having the time of his life. Like, that's the man I want to see. But I don't know that we're going to see him in F1 like that. Like, I don't know that this is the arena for him to be stress-free, especially under the thumb of Lawrence Stroll. Absolutely. I would be terrified to work for that man. Terrified.
Yeah, it does feel like you're sitting at the table in like a Bond movie and he just hits the button and your chair falls.
Yeah.
Your chair falls through the floor. Like
a pit of snakes. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, he's just sitting there like with, you know, his cat and like his sidekick. And then all of a sudden you're just, you know, in the flaming pit of lava or something. Yeah. But I like this. I mean, Lawrence is really assembling the Avengers over there. So it's...
You know, speaking of assembling the Avengers, I just posted this on our stories that somebody, and we don't follow them, but we do now. She's great. The, I don't know, Podium Sundays or something, put out a great reel about Carlos. We did not do justice for Carlos for him to go to Williams. And she says in there, she's like, why not put him at Aston Martin and have a great Spanish duo with him and Alonso? And honestly, the light bulb went off and I was like, I would love that. And you know, I am not an Alonso fan, but like, I would love a Carlos Alonso duo at Aston Martin. Yeah. That makes
sense. Also, green would look beautiful on Carlos.
Stunning with that beautiful chestnut hair. Yes.
Yeah. I love that. But I like, do we think that Lawrence Stroll is going to, you know, hit the button and send Lance to the pit of snakes, to the lava? Like,
I don't think Lawrence would, but here I do think Lance would be like, you know what? My time here is done. Like I don't think he likes driving cars.
No, I don't think he's having like a fun time.
Yeah. So I think at some point he's just going to be like, what else can I do? What else is out there? Or maybe I just don't work at all. Like I'll just hop on my own yacht.
Just be rich.
Just be rich. I don't know.
I agree, but I'm also like, what does he do? But I'm also like, does dad let him off the hook like that? I just don't see how it plays out. Like, I feel like Lance has to find some other passion project.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just, that feels like a very complicated relationship. And I just don't see how it like unclasps.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. I don't know.
But I love that idea.
He's a man of money. Like, he likes money. So I don't know why he keeps his son in a seat that loses him money. I just don't understand.
But that's what he did it for. Like, that's the whole impetus behind this passion project is Lance. You know?
I know.
That's where it's like he didn't get into racing because like he loves racing. Well, maybe he does love racing and, you know, he made his son do racing to fulfill his own dreams. And either way, it's the same complicated situation because like he's not going to not let his son, you know, he's doing his best to make it happen.
I know.
But I'm with you. I think it should be, I think he should be, I don't think he was even having a good time.
No.
But I do think Lance is better than we give him credit for.
Yes, I do. I mean, he did win his way. Like, he did great getting into F1. So, like, he won F2. Yeah. Like, he did things. You know, it's not like he can't drive a car. It's just
and he's not like a Latifi or he's not an Ocon. Like, he's not going looking for fights with people. He does get into some dust ups, but I don't feel like he's always looking to crash.
It's very great, good, like mid.
He's a baseline driver. Yeah, he's baseline. Just he's not shit and he's not great. He's just like sets the mid level.
Yeah. A mid level king. you know.
Also, thank gosh for our mid-level kings at Haas that Kevin Magnussen didn't get any more penalty points, which I thought for sure he was going to get smacked.
Same. Just, I was like, RIP, he's gone. It's been a good ride, Kev. Thanks. But like, honestly, I don't know how he came out of that unscathed with no, like, nothing. Like, that was a dramatic crash. And I can see both sides of it. And it yeah. I mean, yeah. But, oof. I mean, K-Mag, come on, buddy. Like, this is a big deal. You gotta be a little more cautious about these, you know, defensive moves you're trying to make.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I could see when they showed the replay, when Jensen was kind of going through the replay on it, I could see a little bit where he was coming from, but he really should have pulled out. Like, he didn't need to.
Yeah.
He could have backed out a little bit.
And I always get so, like, surprised when drivers are like, I thought he was going to leave me the space. I'm like, who? Do you not watch your own grid drive? Like, no one's leaving anybody space. Like, that's just not what anybody does. Like, I know they're supposed to, like, oh, you got to leave them space, but like, nobody does that.
Yeah, nobody does that. And it's also that thing where they say, like, you're not a racing driver if you're not going for the gap, too. You know, yeah. Like, if you're not going for it, but also you're in Monaco and, like, do you really want to crash it, you know, in the first lap?
Yeah, no, let's not.
But it also may have been his only chance, you know? And so there's also that. Like, it might have been his only chance to get through. And so it's kind of like a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to turn that into a Michelle Branch song, but here we are.
That's funny.
But,
I hear it.
You know,
now.
Alas. It, yeah. another queen, a queen, yeah. Michelle Branch. But yeah, I thought that was silly and that maybe, you know, and Nico also thought it was silly and Nico is pissed.
Yeah. So. I do have a very interesting article that I found on driver damage totals from 2023. Would you like to hear them?
Yeah, I would love to.
What driver cost each team in damages for 2023? We have topping off at $4.33 million is our boy, Logan Sargeant. Carlos Sainz squeaking in right behind him at $3.64 million. Cost the Ferraris lots of monies. Sergio Perez, $3.2
million. That's got to go up though, right?
Well, this is for 23. So like...
Oh, 23. Okay,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, this is last season.
I thought this was running total of this year. Sorry.
No. Currently, Checo's one race cost him $3 million. So
yeah, I was going to say, I just saw that thing that they said it was going to be.
It's like it's a big spendy one. Ocon at 2.9. Lance at 2.8. Albon, 2.7. K-Mag, 2.5. Pierre, 2.4. Piastri, 2.2. Charles, 1.9, Nico 1.5, DeVries 1.5, Lando 1.4, Yuki 1.2, Zhou 1.2, Lewis Hamilton only 880,000. Fernando 830,000. Yeah, Valtteri 700, George is 670, and Max came in at a very conservative $345,000.
Yeah, Max was just like, could you put new tires on?
Yeah, he's like, this is the cost of tires and a couple nuts. Like, that's it.
And he's like, I may have had a tiny amount of front wing damage, but just buff it out.
Yeah, like, don't add that to the total.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's any, like, it's Carlos being that high is the only one that feels like an outlier, because it feels like the lower you get down is like the higher they get on the grid.
Yeah, I thought so too. But I think
Carlos had that one accident, like that big one.
Yeah, the one in Vegas. Technically, that wasn't his fault. That was the man cover, you know. So, you know.
But didn't he have another?
Yeah, he had some DNFs at the end of the season, which I'm curious, does that count in your total or is that just for, are these just crashes? It wasn't clear in the article, like, what constituted the number, but it just said damages. So.
Well, I'm sure it's like damages are like penalties they may have had to pay as well as fixing the car.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Is what I'm imagining that is. But he had some like into the wall moments.
Yeah, he did have some crashes last year.
But I just also, since we're talking about him, yes. I think we should all just take another moment to recognize that Charles won. You know, he won this race.
He did.
Charles and right now, who is number two in the driver's standings?
Oh, is it Charles?
It is. It's Charles.
Okay. That's great. I love that for him.
Charles.
Love that for him.
It's Charles. And I just think that we should all just, once again, collectively remember when I said that Charles is the better driver. And I stand by it.
I know what you said. And I'm just going to sit over here and sip my morning juice. You go right ahead.
Well, right now, the the numbers do not lie.
The numbers do not lie. You're right. This season, your king is kinging.
A consistent king.
Your king is kinging.
A consistent king. You also are a clairvoyant. Did you know that?
I told you this. I was like, I don't get it often, but when I do, I see the things. And I saw it clear as day that the Red Bull had no tires in my vision. And I saw it clear as day that Oscar was going to be on the podium.
It was. Here we are. You really did. You predicted. Mm-hmm. You predicted it all.
I did.
Who was your P1? Or driver of the day? Driver of the day first.
Driver of the day was Charles Leclerc.
Yeah, there's no other.
There is no other choice. Like, that's it. That's the one. He was amazing.
But you're all in McLaren gear today, so I thought you might say.
I am in my McLaren, because I'm going to give my P1 to Oscar Piastri Leclerc, because he.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, he was hilarious this weekend, as he always is. I was real sour on him in the beginning because he took over Daniel's spot at McLaren. But
you've really taken a turn with him.
I have taken a big turn, and he has proven, not that he needed to prove to anything, but he has won my heart. And he is a sarcastic king, a quiet king. The little smirks and grins that he gives, and I'm like, okay, Oscar,
he's kind of Fred Vasseur adjacent.
Very, yes. Like, he doesn't need to say much, but when he does, it's great.
He is, yeah.
Like, he's so funny. And I am a fan. I said it.
Yeah.
He really did. And him helping me get the vision alive and, like, really cemented for me that I was like, okay, this is my guy.
Yeah. You have really been on a ride with him, but you are a real fangirl these days.
I am. I'm an Oscar fan.
Wow. Entering her Oscar era.
Yes. Proudly.
I love that for you.
I know.
Proudly.
I know.
What's okay. That? Great. Yeah. Well, my driver of the day was obviously Charles Leclerc.
Yes, as it should be. Yes.
Because there's really like no other answer.
Yeah.
That's it.
The universe agreed with you as well, because he got driver of the day by like a bajillion percentages. Yeah. So
that's because everyone was like, this is his time.
Yeah.
This is time. And also, like, love that we're getting more people on the podium. Like, that's what we wanted.
Yeah.
And there are some, like, chinks in the armor with Red Bull. So it is nice to just that, you know,
yeah,
that we were getting a little more difference of just, like, new faces. I like that it's Lando in Miami and Charles in Monaco. Like, I like that we're getting, like, different people up there. It's fun to have a different experience every week. Agreed. So I love that.
The Monegasque, you know, anthem, it's beautiful. Never heard it before. Well, okay. It was like, it's great.
P1 is the 1-2 combo of the Monegasque anthem and the Italian anthem, because those two just bops right back to back. Loved. A delight. A podium delight. And the whole podium, actually, my P1 is the podium experience, because we had the Monegasque anthem. We had Prince Albert just tearing up, giving the trophy. Like, the people were so happy. The Ferrari garage out there, just like with P1, P3, just living, like the jump into the everything about it.
It was great. It was great.
Just beautiful girlfriends around, just soaking up the scene. Like, it was a moment in time. A moment.
I love it. That was, I wanted so much for somebody to put a clip together where it was like, not Kelly Clarkson's A Moment Like This, but the one shining moment from the NCAA. Oh, yeah. Like, I wanted that so bad for Charles. I was like, that needs to be the anthem. Like, one shining moment.
I think that you have the opportunity right now to create some beautiful content around that. But yeah, I thought that the whole podium, I was just like smiling on my patio watching, just happy.
Yeah. Honestly, the only regret I have for Sunday is that I wasn't with you to experience it like live in person, you getting this moment for Charles.
I got super nervous the last 8 laps. I just was sure something was bad was going to happen.
When Logan that's like, oh, I've got damage, and you're like,
oh. Oh yeah, I was like, if we get a fucking red flag, like if we get a flag, like because Charles had opened up the gap, like we were. I was like, no, we can't.
Did you see that sweet conversation? Like Carlos was like, did you cry? And he was like, I started to tear up on the last 2 laps, and he's like, not right now, Charles. Like,
yeah, I was like, oh. I know, it was just wholesome,
so great,
wholesome content all around.
I loved it.
Yeah, so it was great. I'm a little sad we have 2 weeks off, but it's nice that we just get to all soak in the glory of a Charles Leclerc Monaco win.
And we get to go to Canada. I love Canada.
I want to go to Canada. Why won't someone take us to Canada?
Let's just go.
let's just go to Canada.
Skip across the border and go to Canada.
My passport's up to date. Let's go.
Same-sies. I mean, I'm on it.
Montreal sounds lovely this time of year.
It does. It does.
And people say it's like one of the best races, the best races to attend, like as a fan. Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a good track.
It's not like super over, like it's like wildly crowded. Like it's,
no, they don't hate women. So that's, that's a blessing.
Yeah. We 10 out of 10 love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard it's great and I would love to attend. So please, someone send us to Montreal. Yeah.
Let's do it. Do you want to give a quick fantasy update? We have in the whole league. Currently, we are tied for first and second with Take a Stroll and What's the Racing Point. You guys are tied for first.
Oh, just a real Aston Martin adjacent leaderboard.
It's great. DeVries Dyson, you're in third place. Doors by Gunther Steiner, you're in fourth. And rounding up fifth place, we have Don't Go Breaking My Heart. And breaking being spelled like a break.
Oh.
Which is super cute.
Love that.
Yeah.
One thing we didn't mention about Monaco really quickly. Your boy Lewis Hamilton getting the fastest lap.
Yes,
is the most fastest laps for any person, any team.
Yeah, something like that.
Saw some stat that's like he has the most fastest laps.
That's incredible.
You know, new records for Lewis, even in times of not his best times.
You know what we need to bring back to this pod? The 1 minute of Lewis love.
I was about to say, where you just get to talk about Lewis for a minute.
Yeah, we're just talking for a whole minute.
I was opening the door for you because I couldn't believe you didn't mention it.
No, I can't believe I didn't say that either because that was...
You know, he's a Ferrari guy now, so I got to... Yeah,
you know, you gotta do it. He is also going to be the guest this week on Hot Ones. You know that show where they eat the hot sauce? Somebody was like, but isn't he vegan? Is he just going to eat fried cauliflower? And I was like, honestly... That would be pretty dope, you know, because they usually eat chicken wings. I don't know what he's
chicken wings.
Eat. Yeah, maybe fried cauliflower. I don't know.
Maybe they'll be like impossible wings. Ooh, and they're like the little boneless ones or whatever that are like made out of.
Yeah.
You know,
they're delicious
vegetables or whatever. Eat
those a lot in our house. Made from plants.
That feels like what Lewis is going to do. Oh, I can't wait, though. But
yeah,
Lewis is so cool, calm, collected.
I know, but you know, when he does get unhinged a little, like
he does, the wheels like the come off and it's off funny.
And you're like, it's so funny. Like, I think he's going to be really good on this show. Like, good content for sure.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that because he is just like the king of cool. Mm-hmm. Like, it could be 1,000 degrees and he could be in a full like teddy bear suit and he would look the skin pristine, like the hair, not a lock out of sight or out of place. Like, everything. He just gives off like he's always 68 degrees.
Yes.
Like
somebody did ask him once. He's like, do you get hot when you wear these things? He's like, yeah, I'm sweating a lot, but you don't see it. But I mean, which is funny. If you were to look at the grid when they walk into the paddock, you wouldn't know what temperature it is outside because they are all over the place with what they're wearing. And it's like,
well, Max is always in jeans and his
Red Bull shirt. That's it. Cannot vary from the pack. That's it. Charles, you know, he's usually in a Ferrari shirt and then some odd choice of pants that works for him.
Yeah, he likes a party pants.
Yeah, he likes a party pants.
He likes a party pants.
You know, you got Ocon that only owns skinny jeans. And I'm like, okay, do you have anything else? No, just skinny jeans.
George also, and Carmen like, looking chic, but always like, in a light, a loose knit, like a lightweight knit.
Or like a linen. Like it's a linen or a loose knit and they look perfect every time.
It's definitely like an earth, like a very organic fabric.
Yes. Very breathable. Sensible like and stylish.
Chambray. Mm-hmm. Chambray linen, like a lightweight knit. It's always, it's giving Nancy Myers, always. Yes.
Jumping off the catalog pages of Tommy Hilfiger. That's, you know, that's what it do. And then you have Lewis that's, you know, runway couture. Like full on, just picks what's on the runway and puts it on his body. And then Joe, same thing. Joe does runway looks too.
But it's always, I'm always like, you should be so hot, but you look like you're in a bubble, like one, just a little air conditioned bubble around him.
I wonder if he just
walks. I think that's just being rich.
Yeah. The money keeps you cool.
I think so. I think so. I think that once you're just a certain level of rich, like it's just,
you can dress in pants all season and it doesn't matter.
I think, I just think anytime I see some, like I've seen all these videos of like Monaco moms, cause I've been on like straight Monaco content and they all look like Lewis Hamilton, like in wildly expensive things. Their hair is perfectly fixed.
Yeah.
They've got 17 kids next to them. They look unbothered. You know, it's, people say that money doesn't make you happy, but I think it really like sets the stage pretty well for you.
It does look like it could. It could make you happy.
I feel like it makes everything else easier to be happy about. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you stress less. You know, it's good for your skin.
Yeah. But yeah, so anyways, that was just, I had to get that Lewis, moment of Lewis in for you too.
I appreciate that. I really do. Because, you know. I know I don't talk about him as much, but he's still P1 in my heart always and forever.
Always.
Always.
Yeah, I needed to make sure that you got this moment to get Lewis some shine in this season of Charles.
Yeah. And listen, I'm here for it. I am here for your season of Charles. I even told you in a text, if you want to screenshot that and show that to the people, like, let me make it clear, I want Charles to win.
That's true. You did say that.
But yeah, I am here for Oscar to have his podium. So
that's true. You did say that. Because at first I said, you posted that picture of you in your McLaren gear. And I said, how dare. Yeah. But then you did. You let it go. That it's his time.
It is his time.
Well, and it's honestly, it's our time to go because I have to go to a meeting. But... Which I'd rather just sit here and talk about Charles Leclerc for another 45 minutes, but I don't think any of you all want that either. But if you do, you know, you can always drop into our DMs on Instagram, F1 Push Push, where I would love to chat with you about Charles all day, every day, sun up to sundown, sometimes in the middle of the night. Like if I'm awake, let's talk about Charles then.
I just also need you to know if you get into the DMs and you're talking about Charles, I might read them, but then I put them on unread so that Danielle knows if it has a blue dot, but other things have been answered, this one is for you. I do not want to interfere with the Charles fan club. So
yeah, we have a whole thing your
girl,
going.
Your girl Danielle is the one handling the Charles DM. So, you know, just know they're going to be in the right hands when they're read.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be providing, like, we're going to be in that Ferrari camaraderie that we all have come to know and love. And you know, it's our time. We've been in a bad place.
You have paid your dues. I understood.
1,000%. I've been on this podcast screaming into the universe.
Finally,
you know, and next week it's going to go away. So like, let us just live in this sweet, happy bubble of Charlesdom.
I'm here for it.
And if you like living in the sweet, happy bubble of Charleston, also leave us rate and review the podcast because, you know, we love to hear what you guys think and it helps us to move up the, you know, some sort of rankings that we would like to move up. We would like to be on the leaderboard.
We want to be moving.
Yeah, we want to be to the top. We don't want to be like Lance Stroll, just baseline. We want to be on the top, like Charles Leclerc. So if you would rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, it would make us happier than all the people of Monaco and Maranello combined post-Monaco win. And until next time, push, push.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh.